Cool. Yeah, your voice is picking up pretty well.
For me, it's easier to look at the green thing.
Oh, okay.
Because if it goes past yellow into red, then it's too loud.
Okay, testing, so right testing, now- testing, testing, testing!
Hello and welcome to another episode of
the Potty Mouth Poopcast.
We're your hosts, Carla Serrato and
Sarah Sophia Serrato.
And today we have in studio with us a very special lady. Her name is Christy and... I'll let herself introduce herself.
Scott. It's Scott.
Christy Scott.
Carla can't keep that straight.
No.
We've known each other a very long time, and she's never gotten past my maiden name, even though I've had two married names.
It is probably Scott.
Correct.
Yes. Hi, I'm Christy Scott.
Christy Scott.
Or Christina Scott.
Very, very cool. Very cool. So, Christy, you and Sarah go way back.
Way back.
Tell us a little bit about that.
A little bit.
Would you like to tell her a little bit? Or me?
Well, how did we meet?
I'd love to hear from Christy.
Yeah.
So oh, go ahead. Yeah, because she lies a lot.
Rude!
What I mean to say is, you're very forgetful.
I wouldn't say very, but quite.
But, yeah. So, we met in sixth grade on a science project. I mean, I don't know, we might have met before that, but probably, like, just didn't realize you existed or something. You know, and, like, that's when I remember your existence.
Mm-hmm.
We did a plant project on acid rain in sixth grade.
It was actually pretty awesome.
And back then, Carla was just your annoying little sister in fourth grade who always wanted to hang out in your room, and we always said no.
I know. I feel so bad about that.
I feel so bad, too, because she's, like, this super cool person that we thought was, like...
I think if it hadn't been for your rejection, I wouldn't be the cool person I am now.
Oh, because you were like, they don't like me like this. I should go change my personality.
No, it was, I'm fine the way I am. And if they ever want to be friends with me, they'll have to accept me the way I am. I said it like that.
I don't know if I would have accepted
when I was
you that
nine.
Way.
That's exactly what I sounded like when I was nine.
I was a white little bird.
That explains a lot about why we didn't hang out with you. Yeah. So that's how we met. Yeah.
That's
pretty much the story.
Yeah, sixth grade. So it's been how many years now?
24.
Holy
moly. We just gave away our age to a whole lot of people, all four of them that are listening right now.
Yeah, it might be more like two, but hey, thanks for the vote of confidence.
I know, that's adorable. She thinks there's four people listening. I love
Someday, someone will be binge listening to this, and it'll be like thousands of people listening.
Oh, you know? Christy.
Your mouth to God's ears. Well, very cool.
You mean, yes.
So, I hear you and Sarah calling each other some ridiculous nickname, and I need you to explain what that's about as well.
Why?
They call each other Cub and Bear.
I don't think I ever call her Bear.
No.
I call her Rarity or Rar or stuff like that.
Which is, it derives from a bear.
Yeah, it used to be Fluffy, but that one got nixed a few years back. So I went with Rar or Rarity or Rar because I couldn't just like leave. I couldn't leave like the whole bear area. Like, I needed to stay in that realm.
Why
the
bear,
the realm of fur.
Yeah, okay.
Because, well, we were, like, 16.
Mm-hmm.
We were, like, 16, and I bought this... We had two of them, right?
Yeah, one for me, one for you.
Wow, where the fuck did those come
from? I still have mine, but I think your mom gave them to us.
What are we talking about?
So it's a stuffed bear.
These bears, and they had
like medium size.
A hidden pocket in the belly, so we could, like, put notes in there and stuff. It was let's be real, probably snacks.
Yeah.
But.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I remember sneaking a couple Oreo in there, a pudding pack, or a cheese stick.
Anything. I mean, it was a good amount of space. Like, and they had these necklaces on them. Like, you know those necklaces with the letters?
The little square beads that were, like, transparent, but, like, glittery.
Yeah, and they had our names on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember if we, like, switched them, so we had each
so
other's.
Yeah, so you had mine, I had yours, I'm pretty sure.
So it was a Sarah Bear.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
This is the story.
And so I started calling her Sarah Bear. But one time I did it at like Walgreens.
Or the Jewel. Probably Jewel because we would hang out there because that was our fun outing time.
And
we would roam the aisles of Jewel Osco.
You guys are such nerds. Why do they ever want to hang out with you?
I don't know. I mean, just consider yourself spared.
Yes, exactly.
So one time I called her Sarah Bear in the store and she was like, not in public. Not in public. So I actually have her in my phone as Sarah Bear, but not in public.
Oh,
that's how she's in my phone.
Actually, this will probably be
she
a great time
as Christy Cub
for. Oh, I don't know if it would do it right now
the
though.
Bear face thing.
Yes, because I have you with emojis.
I do. I have you as it too.
So whenever I'm like in the car and I'm like Siri, call blah blah blah.
She doesn't know.
She's like
bear emoji.
No. It's even more hilarious than that.
I didn't know that went that far back.
See, I have the bear face, Sarah Bear, bear face,
but not in public. Oh, in parentheses.
Yeah, so that's how far back that stuff was with the bear and the cub.
I thought that was a 20s thing.
So since I was Sarah Bear,
you were 20s.
No, I was Sarah Bear, so she was Christy Cub because Christy Bear didn't really like. So she was Christy Cub and
Cubby?
I was Sarah Bear.
Cubaloo.
So that's where I got color cub.
Cubster. I like Cubster.
Cubster's my that's the fun one.
Cubaloo.
So see, I have a bear emoji, then Christy, then another bear emoji. Then space, then another bear emoji, and then cub in parentheses, and then the bear emoji. So when I ask or Siri or whoever's Bluetooth calling, they're like, calling Bearface, Christy, Bearface, Bearface, cub, Bearface.
Oh my god.
So funny.
And it does that with text too. Whoa. So getting a text from Bearface, Christy, Bearface, 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 says. I don't know, and two others, like when we do the group text.
Such an event. I love it.
It is hilarious.
Yeah.
It makes my day.
Awesome.
That's adorable.
Yeah, yeah. It's all right.
I still think it's adorable.
I do too.
Oh my goodness. Well, let's hear about your day, your week. How's your week been?
Oh my God.
Fun?
Oh
not
my
so fun?
Gosh. I'm just supposed to have an answer for that, huh?
Yeah.
You can say whatever.
My week's been pretty awesome. I mean, I've mostly been hanging out with you people.
Oh, you people.
Oh, you've partaken for the first time in Posadas?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first
that
time.
That was
that's right.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even with all the praying. It wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be, like, really bad, but it wasn't. It's not as
terrible as I remember it being. It's just definitely, like...
Probably as a kid, you're like, how long does this go
it
on?
It felt like days. It felt like we were there praying for days. Because you do a whole freaking rosary.
This isn't worth it.
Yeah. But, I mean, for me... I thought that, like, the food and fun and
drinking really
outweighed that. So I was good. I had a good time. And your husband kept making me drinks. So that was helpful.
Yeah. You made your first three.
No,
you made the first
he
one,
He made
right?
my first one and my third one.
That's what got you hooked on it.
He might have even made...
So
I don't remember after that. But it was not so bad.
That's good. I feel like as a kid, it was definitely... Yeah, definitely the proportion didn't feel the same way.
Yeah.
It was like, pray all night, and like, play with your cousins, and then it's prayer time, and then you were just like, oh.
I was a little freaked out when everyone went in my room.
Oh, yeah, that actually took... Yeah, because it was one of the places... Because she left her little lamp on, and so and the door was open.
I left a light on for
him. No.
So everyone thought that was one
that,
of like the places
that was
where
really
we were going to do the
thing. It was
thing.
Like, this is a living space. Look how cute. That's what I understood.
Yeah.
But I guess they took it as a cue of this is where we're going to do the, one of the
posadas. Yeah.
Oh, so for all of you non-Mexican Catholic, Roman Catholic, what? Whatever. We do posadas, which is, that I'm gonna totally butcher this, but I am a scientist, so...
Yeah, so you do know what you're talking about. You go ahead.
Claro.
And speak it.
What?
Like you know it.
Posadas are like these, basically like parties that you do, like the 15 days prior to Christmas, and you basically go around gathering, and within these parties, you reenact Mary and Joseph's journey to Bethlehem, and you read the rosary and you sing
every time
some songs.
I did like the songs.
The songs were pretty.
They
get repetitive, but you know.
And then
easy to remember, I guess.
After the prayers, then there's the reenactment, and you go around within a house. Like if you're inside of a house, you go to a couple of like three rooms in the house, and there's like the people that are inside the house and the people that are outside the house.
Yeah. So the crowd splits up. So there'll be like, you know, let's say there's 10 people. 5 go inside the bedroom and 5 are outside. So it's kind of like a calling back and forth thing. Like, hey, what's up? You know, what you doing in there?
Let us in.
Can I birth my baby? And
they're like, and some area. People are rude. They're like, no.
Translation.
Get away. No. So they're fun. And in Mexico, since a lot of people, like, within your own little neighborhood, you'll know most of your neighbors. Mm-hmm. You have posadas, like, as a block party almost.
Yeah, out of the street.
Instead of going inside of people's houses and doing the posada in a room, from room to room, you go from house to house.
Mm-hmm. That sounds way cooler.
Yeah. It's awesome because they'll hang the piñatas, like, from the street, you know, and the kids. It's so freaking
pretty.
This
is something I can totally get on board with.
It's amazing. I think I would love to have my close friends someday go out there and, like, see it, like, from the actual...
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, if you're lucky, Sarah will blow confetti onto your eyeballs, and it'll be really great.
Because there's this tradition where they'll fill up eggshells.
Cascarones.
Confetti. Yeah, cascarones. And you break them over people's heads.
I knew that.
You break them over people's heads. So this one time...
I'm not Mexican, by the way.
We were there for the posadas, and did I break one, and then...
You said, hey, Carla, and you go...
Oh, yeah, because I had a bunch of confetti in my hands. So I was like, hey, Carla.
And it's not confetti like here confetti where it's like sprinkles.
It's like hole punch, like from
hole
paper,
punched,
like the big size
paper.
Did she paper cut your eyeball?
No.
One of them stuck to the wetness of my eyeball. And having paper inside your eye is a little uncomfortable.
I regretted it immediately. Aww.
No. It was really hard to get
obviously
it out, and I wanted to die.
It after all these years.
It was really, I could just, because I've had that experience before of having paper in my eyeball.
What?
Yes, but Carla, I worked with kids for years.
That makes sense. That's legit.
So as soon as I saw what had happened, because it happened immediately, so it wasn't even like fun, or like, oh, haha, you just blew confetti in my face. It was like, oh, fuck. I hope I didn't just blind my sister.
Poor bird.
And then she was all like watery and itchy eyed the rest of the night. It was horrible. I felt like an ass.
That was an ass thing to do.
Well, good, because I felt like an ass, so there.
Good. Okay. Moving on. So Christy had her first posada and she drank.
I did. With the fam.
Yeah. What's your drink of choice?
Last night it was the incredible creation of vodka and LaCroix.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's nice. It's lower sugar, you know, because I can't really do the soda thing anymore.
Yeah.
And vodka is like one of the only liquors I can drink too. So.
So no beer. You're a liquor girl.
Yeah. Well, no beer because the gluten. You know.
Woman after my own heart. Beer is for chumps.
I like wine.
Rude.
JK.
I like wine, but. Last night,
yeah, you do.
Yeah, I like the white wine. What can I say? I had done it before, the LaCroix and vodka thing, and then Mike was doing LaCroix and whiskey, right? He was doing
spiced rum.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to make some with. Yeah, it was good.
That sounds amazing.
And then I don't remember the rest of the night after that, surprisingly.
Not surprisingly.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's fine. I mean, do you have anything to add about your week?
About my week? My week this week? Not much has changed that I would want to share. Well, no, I do want to say something.
Say it.
Right now, we are in my bedroom recording this podcast.
No, Sarah, we're in a very fancy studio.
That we just came from, but we're having it remodeled. We're having them put.
The studio needs a little bit of work.
It's getting bamboo walls and, you know, like granite.
Floor.
Granite ceiling fans and stuff like that.
Those would be loud.
Yes.
Sounds like a terrible choice for a recording studio.
So we're in your room.
So we're in my room, and it's cool and mentionable or mentionable worthy? What? Mention worthy? What am I saying? What am I trying to say? Someone help me, please.
It's worth mentioning.
Thank you. Yes, that sounds more like the words in my brain.
Okay.
It's worth mentioning because most of the time of my life, you could never see my floor. You can't.
Yeah.
You couldn't hang out in my room because it was a disaster.
This may be the first time I've hung out in your room. In like 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Is this what I think it is?
Oh my God,
disgusting.
What is that?
This is a new world.
That's disgusting.
Do not open it, whatever
you
do.
Do not. We would all die.
Carla just found a Tupperware full of something disgusting that I did not know was in it.
Slush.
How was it just sitting there?
That was maybe at one point.
I don't look at all the corners of my bedroom.
But it's actually so wide open right now. How? Where was that?
I don't know where she pulled that out of.
On top of that box.
Okay, that's disgusting.
Look at how slushy it is.
It looks like
no,
a turd.
No, Carla, I'm not you.
It's disgusting.
I think it's like a small
village.
Wait,
you're not
now.
Her? Has she saved turds in Tupperwares?
No, but she's getting there. For the people who have seen the blender bottle post on Facebook.
Let's just put that right back where you found
Carla,
it. And
put the thing back where you
found
it.
So help me.
We'll talk about it again next year. I'm sure it'll
still
be there.
What? Oh, I didn't get it. It took me a while.
That's awesome.
Well, I guess I should take back the whole story of my room being awesome.
What about you?
I mean, we are all in here, which probably hasn't happened in a very long time.
A long time. And there's surfaces. There's clean surfaces.
There's room. You had desks and tables available for our usage.
I know.
So I'm very impressed.
Aw, thank you. Yay. See, that's all I'm asking for, Carla. Okay. Not for people
to
go digging my cruddy Tupperware out of holes.
A little bit of credit goes a long way.
Yeah. Anything else you want to go rummage through, Carla? My waistband?
She was complaining about the smell, too. So yeah. I think, like...
You know, I'm sorry.
She's not winning a whole lot of like supportive sister awards right now.
But you know what? She's doing her job.
I am.
She's doing her job.
I'm working very hard at squeezing her out of this whole sister thing. Like, I'm going to.
Oh, no.
I'm going to squeeze in.
Well, why would you tell us your plan? That's the worst thing an evil person can do. That's not how it works.
Because I'm that confident that it's going to work.
No, your plans get foiled when you tell the thing.
No.
Yes.
Nope. No plan. Only if you do that dramatic villain thing where you talk about it for so long that, like, someone kills you while you're doing it.
So I should fetch my sword, huh?
Fetch your sword, Carla.
Oh. She probably poisoned my tea already.
Okay. Do you have any other questions for Christy before we get into the poop talk?
You didn't say what's new to you, if you wanted to say what's new to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Catch us up on your week.
Nothing is new. I rocked the tits off an audition I just had. I feel good about it, but that's about it. I mean, I've just been momming it up, kind of.
Momming it? Oh, okay. I forgot. I thought you were talking about our mother, but I forget you're a mother sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. I apologize.
Yeah, that's okay. I do, too.
Hashtag honesty.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, nothing real special. I'm having some hibiscus tea, and it's really good.
It's so good.
Yeah, it is. Mm.
Which let's all make us all poop better.
Let's
so.
All take a Will sip I? Of. I guess it's hydrating and
detoxing.
Yeah, and we all know because of our scientist episode.
So pooping,
poop requires lots of water.
Is this simultaneous sipping?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
we're all gonna take a sip of our tea.
It's hot.
It is very hot.
So hot. I died a little.
Hey. Carla, what are you doing?
I'm digging in because I'm curious.
It's just a flower.
Are you sure it's not a bug?
I'm positive it's not a bug.
Okay.
And it already drowned if it was one.
Kind of chewy.
They're edible. You can eat them. Oh my god, I didn't know they were crunchy
though. I bet that sounds
amazing.
Oh, I got my teeth whitened.
What?
No, that's a lie. I didn't get them whitened. I got them clean.
That's a big difference. Although maybe to you they looked whiter.
Oh, you bitch.
Yes, now it feels even.
I'm glad.
I'm hoping no one's mad at me right now because I can't take it. I'm too sensitive.
Oh, mad though.
Or like whatever. Like,
oh, trying to get
I hope
you?
Nobody like
no
tries
jabs at you.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh, hold I'm on. Too soft.
No jabbing. Just undercuts, bitch.
I need to see it coming so I can protect myself.
Cool. All right. Cool. Let's move on to the main event, which is we have Christy on our this episode today because she's had experience with composting toilets.
Uh-huh.
And that was part
one
with the one toilet. Composting toilet.
Yes.
But I'm sure you've spoken about that kind of stuff way more than we have or pretty much anyone else who would listen to this.
Sure, sure.
Because you come from the RV life that you were a part of for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, that was our part of our episode last week. Month.
If I were a better friend, I would have listened to that. Episode.
Yeah, it was basically just covering like the basics of composting toilets. The episode was called "The Future of Pooping," and we covered like fancy like Japanese toilets, different kinds of toilets, and part of the world, and then also like where we think the bathroom thing is going. And I was like, I kind of predict a little bit that there will be more composting toilets because people going eco-friendly and all that stuff.
Yes, yes.
And so we're like, you know what? We should get Christy to come on here and talk about that specifically. Yeah.
Ooh, lucky for you. Here I am.
Yay!
Let's do this. Well, let's get the Christy.
What you want to know?
I kind of want to know a little bit more of the RV life. What was that about? Why did you decide to do it, and how were you able to do that?
Wow. Okay, so we're going back a ways here.
That was a surprise to me. I don't know.
You can give us the cliff notes while Sarah looks up her notes.
Okay, it's right here.
Okay, just
calm the fuck
down. the word you're looking for here is, anyway.
She said, well, anyway.
Okay, so, I mean, that was a few years back, like, maybe 4 years ago now. My ex and I went on our honeymoon and in a trailer and really enjoyed ourselves and decided we wanted to be full-time RVers. So 6 months or so later, we did that. Don't remember what else you asked me. Like, how? I mean, we did it really cheap in the beginning. A used trailer and a used truck and traded in one of our cars and all of that. And
cheap compared to what?
Well, like the cheapest that we felt we could, I guess. Like, we didn't go buy all new stuff. That came later. Mm-hmm. You know, so we got into it. We sold, like, basically everything we owned. Mm-hmm. So between that and trading in a car, we didn't really put any money into starting out. So that's kind of what I mean. Mm-hmm. And then we were, like, you know, we were doing the whole YouTube thing, which is where I met most of the other RVers that I know, that know more about composting toilets than I do. But, yeah, I mean, it was wonderful. I did that for about 18 months and then had to stop for various reasons. But, yeah. And I have an RV of my own now that I went across the country in this summer. 4,000 miles.
By yourself.
By myself.
Impressive.
Solo. Hated it, really, if I'm being honest.
Totally.
But I did it. But I did it. So, you know.
Yeah.
With a composting toilet. Actually, it made it so much easier for me.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's check out our list here. Composting toilets. Is it something you can purchase or that you can make?
Both.
Both things.
Yes. Uh-huh. Both. Okay. So if you're going to buy one, the pro would be it comes ready made and you just replace your regular toilet with it.
Okay.
I know a little about that, but not a ton. But you can make your own in any number of ways as well, and for far, far, far cheaper. So I consulted with my friends who know a little bit more about this, and one of the most popular brands is Nature's Head, if you're going to buy.
Okay.
And you're looking at about $1,000.
Wow! Oh, wow.
Whereas, like, they made their own, which is in the RV that I own, for $75.
Oh, shit. That's a huge price difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think just, like, a regular, like, toilet standard, like, a standard American, I think, is about $150, $300, like, something like that.
I would not know. But,
wow.
Yeah. And plus, if you're going to do that, you'd get some money back if you can sell off your RV toilet, I suppose.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Because you're not going to need it anymore.
Right.
Yeah. So there's a huge difference. And I'm sure that the price of buying them varies by brand. So that's literally the only information I have on that at this time.
Okay.
But you can buy or make, depending on your preferences, I suppose.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
So with composting toilets, is it mainly an RV life thing? Or do people who have, like, you know, stand or, like, permanent homes, do you find that they put them in their thing, like, from, like, what you've spoken with your friends and such?
Well, so my experience is obviously more in the RV life realm, which it really lends itself to that because water conservation becomes very important in RV life. If you want to be not staying in RV parks and you want to be out there boondocking, which is dry camping, and seeing things and being in beautiful places, you know, so you want to extend how long you can do that for without having to go into a town and dump your tanks and fill up on water. Mm-hmm. So when you replace with a composting toilet, what a lot of people do is it allows them to combine their black and gray storage tanks. Okay. Black water being toilet water, mm-hmm. gray water being water that runs through sinks, shower, etc.
Awesome. Thank you for explaining that.
Yes. So you have the two separate holding tanks for that. And if you don't need a black tank anymore and your RV is set up in such a way that you can combine the two tanks together and, you know, double or your storage space for used water.
Yep.
Essentially.
So for like the gray.
Right. Okay. Because typically in an RV, you have a certain amount of fresh water you can hold. Mm-hmm. And that amount is usually equivalent to the black and gray tanks combined.
Oh, wow.
Right? Mm-hmm. So if you aren't using the black tank, then you have twice as much fresh water as what you can hold used.
Heck yeah.
So then if you can combine those tanks, then you can even out that ratio. So that's why it's so great for RV life. And I'm sure also for like tiny homes, same concept. But it's certainly not something that people don't use in a home. I just think that a lot of people aren't yet because we all have standard plumbing. It's what we're used to. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we all know that water conservation is going to become more and more important throughout our lifetime. We've already seen news stories about some cities that, you know, are not allowed to use water anymore in the world. I think it was like South Africa or something recently.
Yeah.
There was a
was a ban on water. Like you could only, it was very, very restricted, very much.
So I think in our lifetimes, we will probably see a rise in that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And of course, people that are doing like homesteading or living off grid are probably already doing this, you know, because you're trying to get away from using all the utilities and things. And
So, how long before you have to like dump out, or where does it go? Like, where do you put the stuff?
Where does the waste go?
How often?
Where does it go?
Yeah.
Excellent question. I don't even know that about traditional plumbing, if I'm really being honest. So it's very, very easy. In terms of your question of how long would it last, that's going to completely depend on how many people and just how much you go, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, because it's just, that's what it's all about, really. Mm-hmm. As far as how it works, so basically, now, the system I have, because it was homemade and it was made for cheap, we're just talking buckets here.
Yeah.
Basically. we got buckets. So, but
like the Home Depot, like two,
yeah, it's like a
5 gallon bucket.
It's a big bucket. And if you like, I will happily provide photographs that you can post.
That would be amazing.
This episode of how my system is set up. But basically the way they did it is they built in a bench, essentially, and put the toilet seat into this bench. And it's a bench where the lid lifts up, like a toy box, kind of right? Yeah. So you have a regular toilet seat, opens and shuts like normal. Mm-hmm. But this toilet seat is built with sort of a funnel system inside of it to catch the pee.
Oh, okay.
And it's just at the front, right? And then the rest is open. Mm-hmm. And that goes into the bucket. Okay. So the way it's set up is when you pee, it's going into this funnel that's going into sort of an empty pitcher type thing that's in the front.
Okay.
And when you poop, it's going into the bucket, and the bucket is filled with hamster bedding.
Literal like hamster bedding. Mm-hmm. You go to the pet store.
Yep. You can buy this big industrial size like thing of hamster bedding.
Wow.
So the pee is going into one container, and whenever you want, determined by its full or it smells, whatever, you can go dump it somewhere outside in nature.
Yeah.
Or if you have to, if you're desperate, like, because I've been, since I wasn't boondocking in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And sometimes I was at parks or I was at like truck stops or whatever. I would just dump it down my shower into my gray tank and rinse with some water when I had to. Okay. And then I would dump it outside when I could. Mm-hmm. If you're boondocking all the time, then that's much easier. You can just take it outside.
Are there any rules against that? Like, you know, dumping out like in random people's or not people's yards or anything like that?
Well, I would not do that.
Well, like in...
that would be frowned upon.
Yeah. Like in like 6 feet into the woods kind of thing.
I don't know. But I mean, usually it's just like public lands and stuff if you're boondocking. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. You just would not want to do it like super close to where people are camping if you can avoid it, you know, be considerate, obviously.
Right.
And then the bucket, with the hamster bedding. So the way mine's set up and why they kind of did it with the bench the storage bench is then inside that lid, there's another bucket full of more hamster bedding, mm-hmm. and it has like a scoop, you know? And so after you poop, you open up the whole thing and you just kind of like can shake the bucket a little to cover it with some of the bedding. Mm-hmm. And then you can grab another scoop of new bedding and plop it on top. Okay. And this really cuts down on the smell, which is why they use hamster bedding. I mean, that's what that stuff is designed basically to do.
Because I've heard that usually what causes like the really bad smell in sewers is the combination of the pee and the poop together.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so I guess if you're keeping it separate,
totally separate
that thing.
And I was going to mention that actually my experience is that the pee smelled way more than the poop. The hamster bedding with the poop actually does a really good job of keeping the smell down as long as you're covering it like that. Yeah.
So and that's all there was in it? There was no, like, other, like...
Well, there's, like,
powder?
Like, a trash bag in the bucket first, right?
Oh, right.
And then the hamster bedding. Mm-hmm. That's it. Wow. That is all of the components. So you just keep covering the poop and with extra hamster bedding. So you start out with some in the bottom of the bucket, and you'll keep adding. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I never found myself having to empty it before it was full, like, smell-wise.
Right.
Whereas the pee, I would empty as often as I could, because, like, leaving it sitting there, it, like, in a day, it smells very bad.
Wow.
So I would empty that a lot more frequently. But the bucket, I could pretty much just make it last until it was full to the top, and then you just grab the trash bag out, and you throw it away in a trash somewhere.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
A dumpster.
Yeah. Which was really easy to do, obviously. Mm-hmm. And the pee, yeah, just tried. That's the part that really smelled. And I would usually keep my RV window cracked a little bit, you know, to let some smell out.
Oh, yeah, because you had a window in your bathroom.
And have some of those, like, deodorizing beads that I would put inside near there, you know, because I wasn't able to dump the pee as often as I would have liked, so it stank a little because of that. But as if you can keep up on it, it really is very low smell.
Yeah, and when I went in there, you had been, I think you had used it for a while, and it wasn't like even as much. Yeah, it's not bad. Like it's nothing that you'd walk in and you'd be like, oh my god, who pissed in this RV?
Like it's not even as bad as when you walk into someone's house when they have a litter box. Yeah. I mean, that's usually worse.
Yep.
So but it's kinda like a human litter box now that I think about it. Yeah. Basically.
That's what it sounds like.
But it works really well. And the amount of water conservation makes a huge difference.
Wow.
Huge difference. I was going easily 2 to 3 weeks without needing to dump my tanks and get water. Mm-hmm. I only did it, I think my trip was 6 or 7 weeks altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And I only emptied and filled once in the middle and at the end.
Wow. That's huge compared to, I mean, yeah, you were by yourself, but then, for example, when you were with your husband back in the day, how many times did you fill up, like, for example, comparison-wise?
Oh, I remember us doing it one time on a 2-week trip where we had to do it halfway through. So a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah.
Because we were using a traditional toilet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. So it makes a really big difference, I feel like.
Yes, it does. That's so cool. What are you going to say, Carla?
I was going to ask about when you get your period.
That's on here.
That reminds me of a part of the process I didn't mention. So your toilet paper does not go into the bucket.
Oh, okay.
So whenever you wipe, you have a little trash can. So I just have like one of the little stainless steel ones with the little foot pedal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sanitary. with these little green trash bags that are deodorizing.
Mm-hmm.
And that I keep like right underneath the toilet paper. Mm-hmm. And so when you wipe, your toilet paper goes in there. So you're keeping a separate trash bag for that as well. And that is also how you would handle period. You wouldn't want to put anything in there. So, you know, a tampon or whatever, or pad, wrap it in some toilet paper and stick it in your little trash.
Okay.
Which is also how they do it in a lot of other countries anyway, with older plumbing and stuff, and you can't put anything down it. So that's pretty, like, common.
Right. Yeah.
And you would just handle it that
same
way.
So it's like, so whatever would come out, like, you know, a little bit of blood in your pee or when you poop, it's not... It's not enough to, like, be like, oh, damn, now I have to go dump this out.
Yeah, I would hope not.
Okay.
I mean, I would hope not.
Okay, cool.
I can't honestly remember, but given the length of time that trip was, I obviously went through it.
Yeah.
But so it didn't impact me greatly, obviously, or I would remember, so.
Cool. And how do you go about cleaning it? Like, you know, how you clean, like, a regular toilet every so, you know, and
I would just say soap and water. I mean, you could use any sort of cleaner that you wanted for disinfecting purposes, but... Mm-hmm. The pee one is the only one that I would feel like really needed that. And we all know that as much as we don't like it, pee is actually pretty sanitary. Like,
that's all I've heard, yeah.
Yeah. And then the
ammonia.
Yeah. And the poop one, I mean, you've got a trash bag in there. Mm-hmm. Then yeah, you're just taking. Yeah. So I mean, really,
that's true.
It's pretty clean. Yeah.
Dang. Okay. So is it comfortable?
Well, you're just sitting on a regular toilet seat. Yeah. So the only thing,
because the one that I that you have in there, mm-hmm. it's literally like a box, like a shelf,
like a bench,
and then the toilet seat is on it, but it's not like towards the end where you've got the curve of it. So you're like sitting out with the ledge like this.
It didn't bother me. However, that's a huge difference. Of that homemade version versus like a toilet you would buy, because when you buy the composting toilets, it's pretty much the same as like an RV toilet, and then it's just designed different on the inside.
Right.
I didn't find this to be uncomfortable other than the height for me.
Yeah, it was really tall.
Yeah, so like my legs would fall asleep if I had to sit and take a poo, you know?
Yeah.
But if I had like the squatty potty thing,
that would
it
be
probably
awesome.
Would be fine. Mm-hmm. It's just so small in there, I don't know if I'd really want to.
Because I wanted to try, but then when I saw that, I was really discouraged against it because I know that would be like really painful on my legs. One, because of the shortness, so they're just like legit. I mean, just like hanging there, and then two, just like the wood.
I never found it uncomfortable, really. Okay. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
That's so funny. And like, so you have to just practice with aim wise, you know, making sure the pee went towards the front, like real good. And
not really. I didn't worry about it too much. I feel like as a bigger girl, it can be a little bit more difficult. Like, you don't always get the best, the best result. But I didn't have too many problems. If anything, sometimes some of the pee went into the bucket, but I just, or like the poop bucket, and some, I just cover it up with a little bedding. And yeah.
Cool. That's too bad then. And then Carla had this question on here that says, are they prolific? And I have no fucking clue what prolific means.
This means, is there a lot of them? Do you think that there's a lot? Well, but she kind of covered that
already. Okay.
Oh, like in the world?
Yeah. Like, if you maybe know something that I don't.
It's definitely a big transition.
Yeah, get with the program.
It's a transition. A lot of RVers are doing it if they like to boondock and want that water conservation. Yeah.
So, obviously it's a lot of water conservation, but like, you use the trash bags, but so then if you're throwing those out, that's obviously going to a landfill.
Yep. And I mean, the thing is, it would be biodegradable if not for the trash bag.
Right.
It's just that we are not set up as a society to have a good place to put that. It's not like we have composting piles that we could throw it into.
True.
Right. Especially when you're RVing, it'd have to be like a whole network of communication and community to be like, well, where's the next place that I can dump my this stuff?
If there are biodegradable trash bags, which there probably are, then I would just invest in those if you want to have this biodegradable thing. That way, at least when that goes into a landfill, you know it's biodegrading pretty quickly. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know there are biodegradable, like, doggy poop bags, so I'm sure there's
got to
be
I would assume there are for trash bags. It probably costs a little bit more. It's something I would do, though.
Considering doing
it long-term.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. What were your feelings about, before you ever used the composting toilet, what were your thoughts about it versus what you thought of them after having partaken in that experience?
I really didn't have too much of an idea, but I think I probably thought it would be more gross than it is, like dealing with it.
Yeah.
Like, what do you have to touch and what do you have to do? And like, but once they explained it to me and I tried it out, I was like, this is actually pretty darn easy, you know? So
cool.
Yeah.
So would you recommend the experience or actually like doing it for someone else?
I would. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's hard because not everybody knows somebody that has one to just go try it out.
Yeah.
But, like, I've actually been at RV rallies where that does come up. Like, you have a compost? Can I use it?
That is so funny.
Because they want to know, like, if it doesn't suck before they do it for themselves. That comes up a lot at RV gatherings. Yeah.
That is really funny. I can just see you guys going around. You
I mean, Carla would definitely do that.
Yes.
Go up and be like, can I use your composting toilet?
Well, she would do it just because she'd have to pee because she's got the tiniest bladder.
It's a bird.
A small one. I think that's all the questions I had because everything else was covered besides how do you potty train on a composting toilet, but I'm assuming it would just be you would just walk them through the process.
Now that I know what it looks just like in my mind's eye, I feel like it wouldn't be different at all.
Yeah, they just have to get used to it just like anything else new that they learn, but kids learn things so much faster because they're used to learning new things all the time.
I think it would be even more fun.
I think so.
Cover up the poop.
Look at all these things I get to do.
It's involved, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds involved.
How mm-hmm. freaking fun.
Yeah. So it's really, it's, they're pretty great, I would say.
Yeah. I like that. You have been, you have a treasure trove of information.
I'm glad because I really don't know much about them, but more than you people do. Yeah. Okay? So and that's something.
Probably most people.
Yeah. There are lots of great videos on YouTube if you're interested in learning how to make a composting toilet. Yeah. And my friends, Duet Justice, mm-hmm. on YouTube, did a whole video on making theirs. So
Duet Justice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
DUET JUSTUS.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, Just Us.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's is their name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Their last name. So they have a great video all about it. Maybe nice. More than one video, I'm sure.
So, yeah. That's so cool.
I know. I like it. Or like it like that. So, Christy.
Yes. Yes. Do you, I feel so popular.
So pretty peppy. Do you have any exciting stories about potting and bathrooms or anything like that?
Exciting? What makes a story exciting?
I don't know.
When it comes to poop and potties.
Fun?
What's your proudest scary poop trauma? Moment?
I have,
that's a better question.
You know, I've been thinking on that all day. I had a little idea that question was coming, and I have nothing for that. I have nothing exciting or proud when it comes to pooping. I guess I've had a very boring poop life. I really...
Well, here's an example, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have a question. Well, what was it like? What was the bathroom talk situation in your home growing up?
Ooh, good question.
I don't think there really ever was any.
So but not very like, much like, you know, hush hush, like what you do is like very private.
No, not on purpose. Mm-hmm. I just don't think there was a reason to talk about it. I don't know.
It was just there.
Yeah, it wasn't like you couldn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just
but it was never like, you know, your dad was like, how'd it go in there or something, you know?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Nope. Nothing like that. It's just nothing at
get
all.
Get down to business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He buckled down in there.
Yeah.
He used to say probably. That.
He would. Yeah. He would say that all the time to us when we would be doing our homework. And then we'd start giggling and talking. And be like, buckle down, girls. And we'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
No, I guess it just wasn't really talked about too much. Not like you couldn't or it was mm-hmm. discouraged. Just
yeah, it just wasn't a thing.
Yeah, it just wasn't a thing. It was not on my radar, really. But it also wasn't like, that's private. Don't talk about it. I mean, right. You know, mm-hmm. I just have no memories of it, I guess. Cool. I remember my cousins would talk about their poops all the time, but I guess we just didn't do that. But if I had siblings, maybe it would have been different, you know?
Yeah,
it wasn't that, like, juvenile hilarity about it. Like, your parents don't find it funny.
Ooh, that was a dig. Did you hear that? That was a little dig.
No, not a dig.
I think that's our tagline.
No, yeah. No.
Juvenile
hilarity.
I so didn't mean
writing that
way.
Down.
What I meant was your parents don't find it funny and giggle with you. Like, you know, if you have a sibling, then they're like on your level and,
yeah.
And that shit's funny. That shit's funny.
They're juvenile with you.
Yeah, yeah. But parents never find anything funny like you do. You know?
Yeah, I'm such a barn.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's
but
true.
My only story. Oh. Jeez. The only story that I had when you were kind of asking me, it's not an embarrassing story per se, but it was like a traumatic story. And this just came up recently because I was recently at the zoo.
Bring
and
it.
So it was brought to my mind. You might not even know this about me, even though it was still going on when we were first friends.
What?
Yeah. I was afraid of using public toilets until my teenage years.
I did not know this.
And it was because of the zoo.
Okay.
I had a very traumatic trip to the zoo when I was a child.
Lincoln Park or Brookfield?
I don't know. Probably
she was
Brookfield.
Also in Florida, too.
No, it was here. I was young. It was probably Brookfield. I think that's where we used to go. I was only maybe 3 or 4 years old, and it was an all-around terrible day, because first of all, a giraffe fucking stole my balloon right out of my hand.
What? What did it think it was?
With its big black tongue.
Yeah, they're purpley.
So I was scared.
Give me that.
Yes, I was scared of giraffes also until, like, I don't know, last year, like, pretty recently. It was the whole thing with my grandma and the giraffe. And I'm finally not afraid of giraffes, but I was afraid of them because... So,
I stole your balloon.
So that's how my day fucking started at the zoo. Okay?
Yes.
And then I go to use the bathroom. And I'm just big enough that my mom lets me go in the stall by myself. Like, she was in the bathroom, but I was in the stall by myself.
Okay.
And I pooped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then when I went to flush, the toilet overflowed. Wow. Like, so fast.
Oh, no.
And went everywhere. And, like, it's all fuzzy. I don't even really remember. But I remember, like, running away screaming as, like, it's overflowing. And, of course, in my little, like, toddler mind, the whole bathroom is just filling with water in 2 seconds, right? And I'm terrified. And for years, like, I would beg my mom, please, I have to go to the bathroom. Let's go home. I don't want to use the bathroom anywhere.
No.
But when I would have to, I would, like, wait until the last minute, you know, like, get your pants zipped back up, have everything ready to go, and then flush. So I could flush and run as fast as I could to make sure it didn't overflow.
Book it.
So even in school you would do that?
Uh-huh, yeah. Anywhere. Anywhere but home. Home was the only toilet I trusted, okay?
I did not know this.
Do you remember her just going, flush, blah, blah,
blah? No, not really.
I mean, I was pretty good. I was pretty crafty, you know? I knew this was embarrassing, so I hid this from people. Even from you, I guess.
I mean, if it happened when you were four,
yeah,
you had several years before you met Sarah to master that.
Yeah.
I'm sure it became just like a habit. Like, that's just a process.
And even, like, as a teenager, I remember, like, I wouldn't actually do it anymore, but I would still remember, like, the fear I would feel every flush. Just, like, this intense fear. And I'm like, what? It's so what if it overflowed? Like, now I'm like, it's so stupid. But I was terrified. And I was just telling this story, so that's what came to my mind when you asked me that. So it's very traumatic. I mean, I would just call it traumatized because it affected me for at least 10 years, maybe more. So,
yeah. Trauma.
Traumatic. Yeah. Now I use public restrooms freely without fear.
Hashtag bathroom trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. I think we all have a little bathroom trauma. You have yours with the rat.
Oh my God, yeah.
I think you've told that one.
Have I?
I think you have.
Oh.
If not, we can recount it in
a
few more.
Little recap. I remember I was very young and we came home and I went to the bathroom straight up there, and I was young enough that my head was pretty close to the toilet. So I remember lifting it up, and there was a rat, like, desperately trying to escape. So all I saw was this rat, like, coming at me, like, splashing all its little water with its furry little hands, you know?
Yeah, that'd be a little scary.
So I just slammed the toilet down, and was like, papa!
You probably came
running. Yeah. Aww. Yeah, that was scary. And that was at my house. I mean, or wherever we lived.
So you couldn't even trust your own toilet. That's worse. Preach it.
And sometimes every once in a while, I'll remember that. I'll be like, I'll just check the toilet to make sure there's, like, nothing in there.
I've always been convinced that, like, a snake is going to come out of there.
One of those, like, irrational fears, like, or an alligator or something.
And I think
it's
just, it's that inherent vulnerability
mm-hmm.
when you're just exposed like that
yeah.
over a hole you can't see. So, I mean, much like when you use, like, the toilets at a national park or something, you know, and it's just like.
I've never been to a national park.
But you know what I'm talking about, the outhouse style, and you just get that breeze.
I know what you mean. I love it when I get that breeze.
Oh no.
It's why I like being in the woods and stuff.
Oh, it's so intensely vulnerable. Like, anything could be in there, and I don't know.
I had to pee in a cornfield once. It was amazing.
One time, I was... What?
I have another story!
Yay! Yes!
Tell.
You are. It is embarrassing too, you
Yay!
Guys.
Sweet.
I just thought of it.
I knew you had to. You're
okay.
Gay.
So we're gonna go to another marriage now. My first husband. This was amazing. Okay, I was on a wheeling trip, like, with a Land Cruiser club, right?
Mm-hmm.
First day, I sprained my ankle so bad. I had the worst sprain. My ankle was black and blue on both sides. Terrible. And this was a camping trip. No. So we were shitting in the woods. Okay?
Yeah.
And which, first of all, I'd never even done that before. This was, like, the first time.
Wow. Camping or shitting in the woods?
Shitting in the woods. I had camped, but always at campgrounds where you could go use a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But we were camping in the middle of nowhere on this wheeling trip. And so, and it was also, if I recall, there was, like, some snow on the ground as well. Just because we were up in the mountains. So I had to poop so bad. But, like, because of the sprain, I couldn't just go on my own and squat.
Yeah.
Right? Because didn't have the ability to do that with the one foot like that.
No.
So my poor husband had to go with me and hold my hands. Hold my arms. I was holding his arms, you know, up to the elbow so I could squat and shit.
Oh, God.
And, of course, like, it was the kind where it takes a while.
Because you're nervous, so, you're tensed up, embarrassed.
That was probably the beginning of the end. of marriage number one.
So you're just holding hands, like, looking at each other.
No eye contact. No eye contact.
Yeah, I had forgotten about that one until this very moment.
Oh, my God.
That's an excellent story.
It's a good one, right? Yes, I'm so proud of myself. Because
I can visualize it, you know? Especially since I know him.
Yeah. Well, he should listen to this, for sure.
I'm just, like, I'm, like, impressed that you felt that you could do that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'd be like, well,
that's a
sport. I'm not pooping.
Oh, my God.
I had you. It was going to be days. Yeah, I couldn't help it. It happened. It's just one of those things that you're just like, well, I would give literally anything to not do this right now, but there is just no fucking way out of this. Yeah. Like, it's just one of those moments where you have to woman the fuck up and do it. Yeah. Like, just no way around
that.
It.
I like that, Christy.
Just no way around it.
Woman the fuck up.
Thank you. Yeah. My dog, Murphy.
He's adorable.
He is a little Frenchie. And Frenchies kind of have, like, not the greatest poops in the first place. Like, they have a lot of poop problems. But he, for whatever reason, did not learn to stand still when he poops. So he has to, like, he gets in the little poop, you know, the poop crouch, right? The poop squat.
Yeah.
But he keeps moving.
Oh, no.
So he poops and moves and poops and moops. Like machine gun farts, but with pooping.
Yeah.
Oh. So, and he likes to go in a circle.
Oh, no.
So when he's done, I'm like, it looks like you pooped Stonehenge, baby.
Yeah.
He's just got these little poop piles in a circle. And they're, like, making little shapes, leaning against each other. You know?
Oh,
so,
my God, that's really funny.
Yeah.
That's funny,
because
I could picture doing that.
Poophenge.
Yeah. Poophenge. Yep, exactly. Yeah. And this is a pretty common occurrence, so...
I want to see a picture of that.
The pugs that I watch do that often. I wonder if it's like a small dog thing.
I don't know.
Or like a smashed face dog thing.
Could be. Yeah.
There might be some...
Breed
overlap. Some correlation there. Yeah. I don't know.
Because they do that, and I'm like, I'm always like, oh, don't step on it. Because it's like, just stop and do it, and then you can run away.
Yeah, he's gotten good about not stepping on it. He used to when he was a puppy.
Aww.
He's learned that.
Huge paws, too.
Yeah, he's learned that, but... It's just like, you know, you got one bag and he's just leaving 27 piles. And it's like, come on, man.
My favorite's when some of them are like really moist towards the end. And so,
yeah,
it's like you can't grab it. Because you've already got this bag full of other turds that you're trying not to drop at the same time other that you turds. Grab the rest.
Yeah. It's terrible.
You just gotta hope that they're sticky enough, like picking up gum.
I do that, yep.
Luckily, he likes to poop in the area with bark a lot. And that does make it easier. Mm-hmm.
Just pick up a pile of bark.
It's terrible on the grass, though. Pretty terrible, but it's cute. It's cute.
Well, of course, little poop pinch.
Poop circle. Yeah, poop pinch.
Awesome. This has been wonderful.
Yes.
I think we can wrap up. I mean,
thank you so much for doing this, Christy. Mm-hmm.
It's been a shitty time.
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad.
I love you so much.
That is so good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, hey guys, or guy, or gal, whichever
you
are.
Yeah,
hey, you guys. Hey, you ladies. Follow us on things.
Facebook?
On Facebook.
Instagram?
Instagram.
At?
And Twitter, I think. Yeah.
No, we're on Twitter?
We've got Twitter.
Oh, don't do it.
Yes. Yeah, because I can just share the same Instagram or like the most random thing.
Or the pictures that I give you of poop head.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what's the handle?
You know, you ask me this every time, and I forget every time.
Do you have show notes? Can you just put it in?
The Potty Mouth Poopcast.
I think it's just Potty Mouth Poopcast on Instagram, because I just tagged you guys at the beginning of this episode. I was recording together.
That's why I was confused.
Whatever.
On some things, it's Potty Mouth Poopcast. On others, it's the Potty Mouth Poopcast.
We're on Twitter, Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play.
Yeah.
Google Spotify, too.
Google Play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice.
That's where I usually listen to our stuff.
Excellent.
Maybe I'm that listener that we keep. Damn it. On Twitter, we are @poop_cast.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
But the whole name thing is Potty Mouth Poopcast.
Awesome.
I'm sure if you Google us, we'll pop up.
Mm-hmm. Or poop up.
Or pop out.
Oh boy,
poop out.
We're great.
Yeah,
this is great. We're doing great.
We're just, you know,
it's just getting shittier in here.
Yeah,
it's just going down so the toilet.
We're circling the drain.
Yep.
Yeah. We're scooping some hamster bedding. anyway,
yes,
guys.
Let's scoop that hamster bedding and put this turd to bed.
Yes!
All right, guys. Have a shitty week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.